This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the first day of 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you live here on the Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We've been here for about 10 years, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, I've been on the air for 21 years, for the last 20 weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Yeah, a lot of times when I've got the most hardcore, over-the-top news and I come in here, I talk about how do I cover this? How do I get people's attention? How do I let people know just how serious this is? You know, I don't come on the air and tell you that we're in an incredible crisis just to have folks listen. Because let me tell you something right now. I wouldn't be here on the first day of 2017. I'd be at the movies or at restaurants or around a campfire or hiking up some mountain. I might have a can of Colorado Kool-Aid in my hand. I would not be here. You can believe it. The news we've got in front of us and my sources, and boy, I wish those sources weren't so bona fide and so hardcore and so high level. I wish every day that we weren't the tip of the spear and that we weren't so on target and that you weren't so on target. I mean, I am speechless at this point. When we come back, I'm going to break down the fact that the United States is now under a form of martial law, a form of COG emergency government. And the powers that be in the, 18 days till Trump gets in? Is it 18 days? The powers that be are strongly trying to sell the case that Trump should not be inaugurated on January 20th, 19 days from now. Want to get technical, 18 days, 438 hours, 26,337 minutes, 18 days, 6 hours, 57 minutes, 10 seconds. Until 45 is in office. And obviously, I know a lot of inside baseball, a lot of behind-the-scenes things, but I, more importantly, can look at the tea leaves here in front of me, and I can tell you that this is the most important 18 days of our lives right now. And I can guarantee you that if America was ever going to fall, and fall hard, it's going to be right now, because America's trying to rise again and get loose from the globalists, and they are panicking, putting everything they've got behind, stopping the movement towards nationalism and prosperity and not globalism and poverty. Let me just give you one little tidbit of what's in front of me today that we will cover in spades. Washington Post retracts story about Russian hacking at Vermont utility. That was today. Politico yesterday came out and said it was fake. On Friday, Infowars.com broke the news with Merkel Phelan. DrudgeReport.com posted our article. It went viral. The White House and Hillary-controlled media said we were crazy and Russian agents as usual. But then the power plant head had to come out and say, no, it's true. None of this happened. Totally fake. Now, I've got some of the best tech people around. I've got folks that, Merkel Phelan broke the Stingray system a decade ago and 4 years ago released the secret documents on the nationwide and city grids that were leaked out of Homeland Security to us. That's the kind of guy he is. You know, he talks to the big hack groups, you name it. DC Leaks, WikiLeaks, you name it. And we got a lot for you today coming up. Stay with us, believe me.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is January 1st, 2017. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I was not planning a few days ago to be here live today, but we are going to be live today because of emergency circumstances. Now, I don't have to tell you that we have been through one of the most contentious elections in U.S. history in our 244-year history. I don't have to tell you that one of the most historic elections against globalism just took place in modern world history. I don't have to tell you that we have seen the establishment media and multinational banking barons throw everything they've got against the Brexit and Nigel Farage and the people of the UK, and throw everything they've got against the people of the United States and Donald Trump, and throw everything they've got against the independent, nationalistic, truth-based press that has been kicking their butt up and down the street. I don't have to remind you that we've seen the Communist Chinese and every other multinational criminal organization come out and demonize the American people and say that we can't have Donald Trump. I don't have to tell you that they have attacked us unceasingly with lies, saying that anyone that doesn't support Obamacare or open borders or losing your rights or having your five-year-old taught how to be a tranny is a, quote, racist. Because that isn't working, they've now moved to say we're enemies of the state and that we're Russian agents. I can tell you that President-elect Trump, who's in 18 days, knows that the Russian hack story is complete and total lies. Bravo, Sierra. And is designed to delegitimize his presidency, not just before he gets in, so that once he gets in, he's a lame duck or wounded, but to try to get an atmosphere going where Trump could be assassinated, where Trump could be removed from office, and if the military and police and others try to defend the Constitution and defend our free and open elections, they too will be called Russian agents. Currently, the battle space is being affected. The battle space is being prepared. The battle space is being put into place so that we can see Donald Trump assassinated or arrested under espionage charges, claiming that he's actually a Russian agent. Now, I told you this 2 weeks ago, and it got picked up in newspapers. You notice they took it seriously because they know we have our sources and we understand what we're talking about. But I'm here to tell you right now that we're under a form of martial law when mainstream media is putting out daily hoaxes that Russians are hacking power grids to take America into the freezing dark, that Russians are expelling people from U.S. schools based in Russia. Not true. That Putin, is manipulating our internal operations so citizens can have their rights taken away because they're really agents. Then the media lies about the fact that Putin expelled U.S. diplomats. Didn't happen. And we have hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. with 18 days left, they intend to try to keep Trump out. You saw the WikiLeaks, the criminality, the getting money from foreign powers. It's Hillary and the Democrats that are run by multinationals. It's Hillary and the Democrats that are selling this country out to globalism. Trump is returning America to its sovereignty. And that's why the enemies of this republic are inverting that or projecting who they are onto him. A great example was last Thursday. Big op-ed piece in newspapers around the country by George Soros, who's overthrown more than 20 countries, who financed the Arab Spring, the overthrow of the elected government in Ukraine, the civil war there, the tens of thousands of dead. He came out and said Donald Trump is a dictator and Donald Trump is Hitler and reminds me of Hitler. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. George Soros was a Nazi collaborator on record. But again, he's calling Trump Hitler and saying he's a dictator when it's Soros that overthrows countries, when it's Soros that worked for Hitler. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. And now the Washington Post comes out and says, oh, there's dark suspicions about Trump's Russia stance. Now that he says he doesn't believe it, the Post says that must mean he's actually a Russian agent. But first, let's get to this report. This is from Friday, Merkel Phelan, writing for Infowars.com. Washington Post stirs fear after false report of power grid hack by Russia. The Obama administration ordered all of the COG companies, including private power plants that are under continuity of government systems, that's the martial law grid during a nuclear attack, but Obama's now activated that, claiming Trump is a foreign power. I told you that over 2 weeks ago. Now they're admitting COG's been activated. Never before. This is how Trump can try to claim that the legitimate government isn't real and can put stay-behind networks in, even if Trump gets in, can sabotage the economy ahead of Trump getting in. They're running a double game. They're trying to block Trump getting in, trying to create an atmosphere where they can kill him or arrest him or remove him. They're trying to sell that idea, but it's not selling. But at the same time, in case he does get in, they're sabotaging the economy, putting their people in everywhere. And by the way, I have the Washington Post, I have the New York Times here in my stack. They admit they're putting these stay-behind networks in. It is truly incredible time to be alive. So, hoax after hoax, they say Putin has expelled U.S. diplomats. Not true. Look it up. They say that, oh my gosh, Vermont got hacked by the Russians to turn the power off, but Homeland Security caught them. Well, anybody could go check the local news and the power plant. They said, no, we were ordered under COG, even though we're a private company, by Obama and DHS to scan with a list of things to scan all of our private computers, laptops we bring to work, iPhones, and our own terminals. And they found malware that is super common and sometimes comes out of Russia, China generally. But everybody knows that the government puts out malware. The FBI has been caught doing it, you name it. So with no proof, they say somebody's computer. By the way, they say up to like 30-something percent of the country is infected with this stuff. It's from all over the world. So imagine just some normal virus is now a national news story with Obama's best buddy that owns Amazon owning the Washington Post, turning into the greatest propaganda arm the world has ever seen of total disinformation, and they've been caught in a giant fake news story coming out saying the Russians tried to turn the power off over Christmas. That ran all over the news, all over every channel. Now, because of Drudge Report carrying our article, breaking it down, showing the facts, they had to come out, this is in the New York Post, Washington Post retracts story about Russia hack at Vermont utility. And goes on to say it was not found. And it was found on a laptop. And it's just a normal malware. Has nothing to do with the Russians or the Russian government. Just as we told you on Friday, all retracted today. Here is the original article out of the Washington Post. Russian operation hacked a Vermont utility, showing risk to U.S. electrical grid, security officials say. What did John McCain come out and say on Friday? This is an act of war. We must respond militarily. Hillary said the same thing, and Obama said that he's looking to respond off of a laptop that upwards of 30%, look it up, of the country's computers have the virus. You visit all these news sites, you visit porn sites, you visit basically any site. the third-party advertising has this stuff loaded up and then loads it onto your computer to track what you do for marketing purposes and then sends the data back. And they're saying that malware, scamware, advertising software on a laptop in Vermont, we need to have war with the Russians. Now, think about this. They're trying to just put out fake stories now. As they get more panicked in the next 18 days, they could have operatives in Russia launch an attack from a hotel room into the United States and blame it on Russia. They could do anything because they're so desperate to try to delegitimize this election. And they're openly talking about, in hearings next week, they've announced that McCain's going to be part of, moving to actually block Trump getting into office. Now, remember, they tried that with the electors. And they tried that in the primaries. And they tried that with recounts. And the whole time they were doing it, they'd say, we're not trying to remove Trump. We just want to remove Trump. Remember the double thing. We're not trying to remove Trump, but we're trying to remove Trump. So we could never form opposition to it. They'd say, that's crazy. No one wants to block the election. We just want the electors not to seat Trump and have Hillary. So it's the same thing. And they've been caught in more hoaxes. But I'm going to break down why I'm so sure that they are seriously moving to block Trump getting in 18 days. They're going to try it. They are.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Within a week or so of the historic November 8th election, it was clear that Obama and the MSM and the corporate globalists were trying to dismantle Trump's credibility, the populist movement's credibility, our momentum, but also trying to sabotage the economy. And I saw a great editorial cartoon over the weekend that we had posted to Infowars.com that shows the hand of Obama with a lit match reaching out, lighting a fuse that goes to the world that's actually a bomb. Happy New Year, lame duck agenda. And a lot of folks say, oh, well, that's his strategy, just blocking, put horrible people in, sign 3,000-plus regulations, 9,000-plus pages, on average, every day that Obama was signing last week. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of total pages in the last few weeks they've signed to completely shut this country down. And people say, oh, that's Obama's parting shot. No, Obama was always going to do that. That's Cloward and Piven. Their plan in the WikiLeaks is to shut the economy down because all the regulations are written to exempt the big mega corporations. This is economic warfare. It's what globalism is. Trump knows that. Stephen Bannon knows that. Nigel Farage knows that. They all speak about it. They understand it. They know it. The MSM knows. They listen to this show. They know you are the ground troops that are the heart of the resistance. They understand that our information is spreading fast. They're in crisis mode. So how are they responding? I'm going to try to settle down and lay this out to you. They wouldn't be saying that an elected president was a Russian agent. They're not just saying the Russians stole the election now with no proof. They have Clapper go brief Congress with no facts. Or Brennan. They are simply pushing this narrative that Trump's got to be stopped. It is so incredibly dangerous. And they're putting out fake news stories every day that are so gargantuan, I even get fooled. On Friday, by the end of the show, we were talking about, okay, CNN reports that Russia is expelling our diplomats as well. I got home at night until I learned that indeed it wasn't true. Putin had said, no, we're not expelling anybody. And our media, it took them until Saturday to even admit it wasn't true. But the Washington Post spun it that, oh, that's because he knows Trump's an agent, and so he doesn't care. Oh, this is even worse. Here's the article. Washington Post raises dark suspicions about Trump's Russian stance. This is crazy. Now, if you just joined us, here's an article by Merkel Phelan. Washington Post stirs fears after false report of power grid hack by Russia. By the way, stuff's gotten so weird now that I see emails come through going, oh, Merkel Phelan, he has a name like Merkel or Mikhail. Is he Russian? Oh, my gosh, they're everywhere. No, his dad's Scandinavian. I think he's like Finnish or something. I've met him. He's been here. No, he's Scandinavian. Even worse. We're all dead. Excuse me. There is an evil Russian that works here, though, named Daria. Oh, my gosh, and her parents moved her away from the Soviet Union, and she's been in Army Special Ops and has a great pedigree in that and worked with the most secretive Army units. We can't trust her either. Oh, my gosh. You know, Delta Force can trust her. Oh, she'll get mad at me. I mean, people like that can trust her, but she's a Russian agent. We've all got to look underneath the. They're going to get us any minute. Excuse me. So, I'm just going to stop right there. Folks, they're calling me a Russian agent. I'm as Russian an agent as a dinosaur with a red cape. Remember, that's what Tom Hanks said. Look, Trump's going to win like spaceships land with dinosaurs with red capes. Well, you know what had happened, jackass. But let me get back to the serious news and then walk through it and open the phones up. And then we're going to have some special guests joining us in the second hour. Big guest coming up this week. Stone, Roger Stone said, I've only been in the hospital when I was born. Stone's been really sick for 2 weeks. And a lot of what we had cooking got derailed because of that. But I am going to be out of town some the next few weeks, off and on, popping in on the radio show. I'm just giving you a heads up. And so, I mean, we're going real operational here with a lot of the things that are happening, and I'm just going to leave it at that for all the listeners. But we're not in Kansas anymore. And I've got a message to Obama and George Soros and Hillary and the globalists on the other side of this break. But let me just calmly get back to the arrogance of this, okay? Washington Post stirs fears about false report of power grid hack by Russia. Merkel Phelan. You go read it, and we've got all the reports that it is a well-known junky virus that's been around for over a year that's from all over the world that different hacker groups use and get you to open an email or whatever, and then you take it and you have it, and then they get into your data. It had nothing to do with Russia. It's like saying, it's like if Russia had a laptop at one of their 1,000 power plants or whatever, and they opened it up and they said, oh my God, we found a laptop at a Russian, you know, power plant, say in Moscow, and the hack is known to come from the U.S. The bug, we believe, came from the U.S. Let's have war with Russia. We'd say, are you crazy? Tens of thousands of viruses a year come out of the United States. And what does it do on your laptop? Steal your advertising information? That's what it does. It's malware. Spyware. So, Merkel Phelan writes about this, and by the next day, Forbes picks it up, and others, and the Washington Post today had to retract it. Just like they said, we have a list of who the Russian-controlled media is, InfoWars and Drudge and Breitbart. And then 2 weeks later, people were filing lawsuits. They had to come out and retract it, and they said, okay, we're going to be honest. We don't know where the list came from. Oh, you pulled a magic list out of your butt. Let me guess, George Soros? Let me guess, Media Matters? Let me guess, Southern Poverty Law Center? Let me guess, the CIA, the whole leftist arm of it? You people have really jumped the shark here. So here's this article. Now, here, that's on Friday. Here it is today. Fake news and how the Washington Post rewrote its story on Russian hacking of the power grid. There's Forbes reporting that it's fake. Here's another one. Washington Post retracts story about Russian hack at Vermont utility. Why do they want to shut InfoWars down? Because our main job has been to debunk corporate globalist New World Order fake news. That's what we do. The same people that lied to you about WMDs in Iraq, we exposed it. So did Donald Trump in 2003. They put out fake news stories about how Obamacare is free. We show you the bill and show you it's not. We debunk the fact that they say there's no IRS enforcement. They hire 18,000 agents 4 years ago. Implementation began. Now everybody's getting the notices that doesn't have Obamacare about the fines, the penalties. See, that's what we do. They can't have us here reminding you, oh, here's Gruber on C-SPAN 8 times saying, thank God you're so stupid and don't know he was hired to lie to you and double and triple prices. So, I mean, look, Merkel Phelan just checked local newspapers, checked what was said, went and checked the supposed virus, found out it has nothing to do with Russia. It's like saying, somebody threw a Coke can at somebody in the street, and we think it came from Russia. Anybody can throw the Coke can. I mean, it's just completely, just absolutely, and they've admitted it's not true. Just like they said, Russia was pulling his diplomats out when they weren't. It's all lies, preying on you, because they got caught lying in the election and lost. They're just tripling down. Stay with us. The key message is coming up.
As we get ready to kick off 2017, it's more important than ever to realize it's the First Amendment that allowed us to defeat the globalist witch, Hillary Clinton. And these enemies of free speech are out there telling us, don't say Merry Christmas. In fact, don't even say holidays. Well, I got news for them. Just because of them doing that, I'm going to extend our Christmas sales right through into 2017. We're talking store-wide free shipping and 50 to 25% off on the nutraceuticals and so much more. So whether it's a Hillary for Prison 2017 shirt or whether it's Survival Shield X2 or Super Male Vitality, we've got the biggest biggest sales of 2016 right into 2017 while supplies last. We are selling out of many of these items because this sale is so big and we've extended it, so please take advantage of this. And again, thank you for fighting for the info war and supporting our operation and supporting not just the First Amendment, but free speech worldwide. That's InfoWarsStore.com or go right to the supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcast of 2017. It's up to us how good this year turns out. Across the planet, populist movements that are libertarian-based are retaking their countries from the globalists. And the global corporate crime syndicate is in a complete meltdown right now. If they can stop Trump, they believe they can turn the tide against the global awakening. And my message to Obama and Hillary and Soros and the Rockefellers and all the rest of them is this. Look, you may think the public's dumb. You may think that they're only watching sports and the Kardashians, but a large minority of people are awake, are involved, are informed, and understand how things operate. And there's no way you're ever going to get your technocracy and your planetary system in place when we're aware of it, especially when your system is so inequitable. You claim you're the liberals that want to redistribute wealth. You're the ones that pay almost no taxes. You're the ones that are consolidating control and trying to get rid of the free market system that allows others to compete and be upwardly mobile and that destroys choices. You're trying to sew things up with your technocracy. You're despicable, horrible, evil, selfish people. And look, I know that. You're probably laughing. Oh, he's telling us we're ruthless. Wow. Thank you for giving me that newsflash, Alex. Look, I know you know. But I want you to understand we're coming for you with ideas, with renaissance, with exposure of the system you are establishing and you're setting up. We want to deliver prosperity to people. We want to deliver choice to people. We want to deliver a free and open society. And George Soros may call his organization the Open Society. It's the opposite of it. Look at how he's financing radical jihad worldwide. These are authoritarians. This guy tries to overthrow every country he can, including liberal ones, and who tries to crash people's retirements and crash their currencies and consolidate and get the money for himself. This guy naked shorts our future and bets on our downfall, and the piece of crap brags about it. And talks about the best time of his life was rounding up Jews in Hungary. That's a quote. And the best time of his life is plunging economies. And how much he hates Christians. And how much he hates Russians. And everybody else. He hates anybody who's red-blooded and into chicken neck coward like him. He's anti-human. And that is why we have solidarity with Russia. Now, in fairness and in truthfulness, I will tell you the Russian connection. I'm going to give it to you right now. There is no connection between Trump and myself and the Russians other than this. Russia, 18 years ago, kicked out or began kicking out the Western multinational oligarchs, globalists, that had totally taken control of their country after the fall of the Soviet Union. And then Yeltsin made a lot of deals with them as well. It was really bad. By the time Putin got in, whether you love him or hate him, he began to kick those people out. He did set up some other Russians as kind of the strongmen, but they delivered jobs in Russia and more prosperity. So they only kept, it's been estimated, 3-4%. They were still made themselves billionaires instead of Rothschilds and Rockefeller interests that were literally extracting 95% of the money out of Russia and leaving nothing behind, just like they do in Africa and Latin America. You wonder why Latin America is so bad, Africa is so bad? The globalist colonial model is don't leave anything there for them. And the global system is nothing but colonialism coming back to the West and carrying out the same activities here. So my message to Obama and everybody else is this. You know that I don't bluff. You know that I understood from the internal polling and the polls you were getting that Hillary was 10 to 15 to 20 points behind. You know that the majority of major intelligence agencies and the people that are in intelligence agencies who actually care about this country or who are just mercenaries but don't want to see the golden goose killed are aware of your criminal activities and are aware of your plan to impoverish, and are aware of your plan to mount this republic's head on the wall and sell us out to the Shycoms and other people. And the way you've gone about it, pissing in America's face, being so arrogant, being so hateful, your own killers, your own minions, your own operatives, your own analysts from the left and the right are against you. I would say 90% of the mid-level and low-level in any agency, any major corporation, any globalist system are totally against you. In the upper echelons, probably 60% are also against you, but trying to play both sides. And even at the very highest echelons, there's a good rogue element of maybe 10, 15% in the highest level boardrooms that aren't just hedging their bets. They want you to fail. They're not out to get the average person. Sure, they want power, they want money, but they're not out to see poor kids not get cancer cures. They're not out to see America fall. They like seeing old John Wayne movies. They don't have some hard-on to destroy the republic because they got some chip on their shoulder. They're not social justice warrior snowflakes. And your social justice snowflake garbage got so out of control that even some of the coldest, most powerful people out there have decided they don't want to be ruled by this mentally ill brainwashing system you've created. So there is basically an innate human program to want to resist dehumanization. And you have rubbed America's face and the world's face in the mud so deep that people are coming up for air and they're grasping for it and they've had a taste of globalism and the world is saying this tastes like rotten flesh. This is the stinkiest, nastiest, greasiest, filthiest trash we have ever smelled or tasted or seen. We do not want to be under your system. And a lot of elites say, man, globalism conquered the world. Why isn't it empowering and innovating? We're really going to dumb everybody down and have a bunch of poverty and a bunch of race wars and live in 200-square-foot coffin apartments? Even the highest levels people understand that will blow back on them. You don't want to live in a world like that. We're all interconnected. You're not going to get away with this. And so there is a massive resistance forming against you. And you're being caught. You come out and you say the Russians hacked Vermont and tried to turn the power off on the East Coast so we'd all be cold at Christmas. What a look. Just use your common sense. The Russians want Trump in. They want detente. They want trade. They want the sanctions off. They're not doing anything to us. They're battling Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They want to work with the West. They know there's a nationalist movement all over the world that agrees with that. The Russians were the trailblazers because they'd already hit the bottom before anybody else. They were the lowest of the low under tyranny. I'd love to see China become free and overthrow what they've got. I'd love to work with China. The point is the Russians hit bottom first. They're coming back up. Have we hit bottom? And so the only real Russian connection there is that our military, and Cy Hirsch reported on this year in Military to Military, an article in London Review of Books, and some book he's got out, and there's also articles at the New York Magazine and others, New Yorker, where our military, thing I told you 5 years ago, and nobody else had the intel, said we're not going to help Al-Qaeda. So the media changed the name to ISIS to confuse our military. It didn't work. They said we're not going to help a bunch of ISIS rebels out of Saudi Arabia. So our own military told Obama no, and in mass resistance following the Constitution against Obama's treason and Obama's mutiny against his duty, they began blocking ISIS and Al-Qaeda for the last 4 years, and now Russia is mopping up the final pieces of that right now, and Obama just got caught in the last month flooding arms again to the radical jihadists that make up 90%+ of the resistance to Assad. And now that the final pockets are being removed, Russia has made a deal with Turkey and has basically agreed to give part of the country to Turkey and is going to carve it up into three pieces and actually stabilize the peace and pull out, which was the previous U.S. government plan to begin with. So Russia is following exactly what they said they would do 4 years ago when they made a secret deal with the U.S. military and U.S. intelligence agencies. Now, those very same U.S. intelligence agencies, also British as well, were so sickened by using NSA systems that the idiot globalists gave them. I love how they gave all these government agencies the power to spy on everybody, but never thought they'd be spied on. And they were so sickened by the pedophilia, the corruption, the selling out of the population, that they began leaking to the public and the press what's going on. And if Obama and the globalists keep pushing, here's the final warning, they're going to release everything on you, Obama, including what color hot dogs you like to suck on. So you go ahead and push it, and it will all come out. You want to throw a punch? Go ahead.
All across the Western world, MSM is attempting to demonize the language and words we use, saying, don't say Merry Christmas, use holidays. And now they say, don't use holiday. Well, I got some news for them. We're going to continue to use the speech we feel like using, and we're going to exercise the First Amendment in your globalist, tyrannical faces. And that's why I'm extending the Christmas sale this year right through into the start of 2017. Store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and some of the biggest specials of 2017. 16. Super Male Vitality for 30% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Biotrue Selenium, 30% off. 30% off on the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack with Oxy Powder. That's store-wide free shipping, massive discounts, and 10% off on top of that when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or go right to the supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I am absolutely sworn. I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of men. And because I have sworn that before God, I basically can't lie. It's incredibly empowering. It's how I live my life. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, tell my mom if she asks, hey, was that food good and it didn't taste good? You know, my mom's a great cook. Occasionally, something might not taste good. I'll say, oh, yeah, it's great, Mom. But when it comes to substantive ideology, issues, God, things like that, I mean, it is all I can do is tell the truth. It's who I am. Well, the globalists are the opposite. All they can do is lie because they're of their father, the father of lies. And it's been in the news that our own intelligence agencies and our own military told Obama and Hillary and Kerry, we're not going to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda in attacks on Syria and Assad. This is evil. And Russia came in almost 5 years ago, made a covert deal with patriots in our country because they understood that Obama was not the president. And Russia said, yes, we will let them broker a deal, probably split it in three pieces, Because Syria should really be in three pieces. Got the Kurds, then you're going to have the Sunnis, then you're going to have the Shiites and Alawites and Christians, you know, there on the coast. That's a valuable area. That's really Syria. The other groups are there. What are you going to do with them? They've kind of invaded in the last 50 years. It's hard to get rid of them. And now Russia's moving forward. They did the deal last week. They're moving forward to split the country in three parts. They did exactly what they said they'd do. Ceasefire deal for Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey. The United States is nowhere involved because Obama is literally a foreign multinational globalist. He's not our president. He violated, what is it? My memory fails. I don't have a teleprompter. Is it Article 9, Section 2? Is it Section 2, Article 9? Will you guys pull me a Fall of the Republic DVD around here? Because on the back, I talk about it in the write-up for the film. I get the right section. The point is, there's a law against the president serving in a foreign government body, and he became the head of the National Security Council. Remember that? For one of the rotations? It's less than a year. And they had Kissinger and all these globalists at the meeting in New York just praising it because it was illegal, folks. He became basically the head of the UN. Because the UN isn't run by the Secretary General. That's like a faux post. Kind of like in Texas, the governor, since the Civil War, had his power stripped. It's the lieutenant governor that's in charge. The head of the Security Council is who really runs the UN and who really runs the votes and what they do. And Obama was U.S. president while he was that. Remember then he went to Congress and top generals said, we're allowed to be in the Middle East. We're allowed to invade this country or that country because we've been given authorization by NATO and by the UN. Remember that? And senators and House members went, I can't believe I'm even hearing this. I feel like I'm in a dream. You just told me you don't get authority from Congress and the law and the purse isn't controlled by Congress. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, that's right, Senator. We get our authority from the European Union. We get our authority from NATO. We get the authority from the UN. And then Loretta Lynch came out last year and said, our police departments are going to go under the Strong Cities Initiative of the UN. She said it, not me. So how am I supposed to calmly sit here and not get upset when they come out and announce, Russia tried to turn our power off on the East Coast? You go to the local news and they talk to the power plant and they go, no, we were told to scan all our computers by Obama. And we scanned all our private ones, too, and one laptop had some adware on it. Imagine some adware. Imagine that. Some adware. And now we're about to have a war, and they've got people all over CNN, all over MSNBC calling for war. My God, what else we got to do? The Russians just trying to turn the power off. What else is it going to take? They found it. Let's put the thing back on screen. Thank you. Here it is. This is what Obama violated. President Obama has brazenly, flagrantly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself as the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And again, this is all part of a process of just signing our rights away and flushing them down the proverbial toilet. Gerald Celente is going to join us the next hour. We're ready to take calls. I'm going to open the phones up. I'd love to hear from you, the first callers of 2017. Don't get me wrong. Incredibly positive things are happening. This is the year the MSM got exposed, the year the MSM really began to implode. But they want to take the rest of the free press and the First Amendment with us. It's also the year they passed the law saying they're going to ban free speech in America. Now, I had the former head counsel of the FCC on Friday. And he said, yes, this is the War Powers Act in this new bill in the NDAA that Obama signed the day before Christmas, a week and a half ago. And he said it is martial law with the media. But he said implementing it is going to be basically impossible. And see, that's the good news. Obama is kind of like, and here's the key thing I meant to say the entire broadcast, as scary as this stuff is. Obama is like Hitler in 1945 in that bunker. And a month before he finally, you know, supposedly committed suicide or whatever really happened, the Russians and the U.S. forces were maybe, and the Allied forces were 10 miles away. And they fought and fought and fought. And a few days before he committed suicide, they were just about 200 yards away. And there's that last photo of Hitler standing outside where they've dug holes in the ground where his body's are supposed to be burned. He and Eva Braun. Can you guys Google last known photo of Hitler? It's him with a general talking to him with his arms out, and Hitler's looking where he's about to be buried. Outside the bunker. They're at the Reich Chancellery. But the point is, the Nazi Germany fell then. Whatever happened to Hitler? It's open for debate. And so he's there in his bunker, and until a week or so out, he didn't think he was still going to lose. Well, you've got Obama and the globalists in their bunker. Every vote in every country that has a vote is pulling out of the New World Order, pulling out of TPP, pulling out of NAFTA, pulling out of GATT. Everybody's doing it. They found his top left-hand corner right there. There you go. That's it. So, that's the last known photo of Hitler. So, there is some iconography about Hitler, though. You got to admit it, man. He just looks like something out of a... Has anybody ever looked that evil? Just look at just that photo. Just looks like the devil, doesn't he? I know everybody overdoes the Hitler stuff, but, man, I've really read books about Hitler. I've read books Hitler wrote. I mean, Hitler was into some dark crap, man. He was a devil worshiper. But listen, he was a devil. But let's just back off from that minute and just get back into this. I've got in my stack five articles out of the Washington Post and the New York Times, three in the Post, two in the Times, where they've just published since Friday complete lies, and then they're calling for war with Russia. What am I supposed to do? Stand on my head to stop this? But let me give you the good news. They're in their bunker, and he's got Brennan, who should be fired the minute Trump gets in 18 days, and he's got other globalists that are yes men, and Loretta Lynch that's so out of control she does illegal meetings with Bill Clinton and throws it in our face because she thought Hillary was invincible. She was going to be AG. See, now, here's why they're so desperate. They're in the bunker, and they know that Trump's got to prosecute them to keep their feet from the fire. Bannon, his chief strategist, came out and said, the hobbits and the deplorables have got to keep all of us accountable, including me. Don't worry, Bannon, we are. But I don't need to keep Trump accountable. The New World Order, our greatest enemies, are trying to destroy him right in front of us because they know he's going to deliver. Let me tell you something right now, and here's my message to Trump. Here's my message to Trump. Man, the mainstream media only knew the stuff I knew. They'd be so scared what they're involved in. My message to Trump is this. You know that you love this country, and you understand there have been things done to make us not prosperous, so we'd all basically go on welfare or only work for big corporations that are tax-exempt who've gamed the whole system. You understand it's a consolidation, buy-the-house scam. And you want to be the guy that presides over the return of America. If you do it, you'll be George Washington next level. You know that. And you also know you're building a dynasty for your daughter or one of your sons to run for president. And I know that. And you know if you don't deliver or die trying, your name and the word Trump will be anathema. If you deliver or die trying, the only word is messianic. And I know Trump is into things bigger than just more money. Who wants to share in power over the destruction of America and free societies when you can be the guy that runs the return of the real deal? So my message is, I don't need to send you a message. I know what you're doing. That message was everybody out there to wonder what Trump's doing. He's playing fifth dimensional chess, ladies and gentlemen, in a fight for all our lives. And the globalists are looking to try to set him up to kill him and be able to sell the fact that they killed him because he was a Russian agent.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.